Leroy Ninker worked at the Bijou Drive-In Theater concession stand. It was Leroy's job to pour drinks and butter popcorn and smile a very large smile. At the concession stand, Leroy Ninker said,
"Thank you very much,"
he said.
"Extra butter on that?"
He also said,
"Yippee-i-o."
Leroy Ninker said, "Yippee-i-o," because Leroy Ninker had a dream. He wanted to be a cowboy. On Wednesday nights, the Bijou Drive-In Theater ran a Western double feature, and Leroy Ninker stood and watched in wonder as the great white expanse of the Bijou screen filled with purple mountains, wide-open plains, and cowboys. The cowboys wore 10-gallon hats. They wore boots. They carried lassos. The cowboys were men who cast long shadows and knew how to fight injustice. They were men who were never, ever afraid.
"Yippee-i-o,"
Leroy Ninker whispered to the screen.
"That is the life for me. A cowboy is who I was meant to be."
"Who are you whispering to?"
said Beatrice Lipileone. Beatrice was the ticket seller at the Bijou. Once all the tickets were sold and the movie had begun, Beatrice joined Leroy Ninker in the concession stand so that she could eat popcorn and watch the movie.
"I am not whispering," said Leroy Ninker very loudly. "Cowboys do not whisper."
"Can I make a point?" said Beatrice Lipileone. "Can I make a simple observation?"
"Yes,"
said Leroy.
"All these cowboys," said Beatrice, "what have they got?"
"Hats,"
said Leroy Ninker as he stared at the screen,
"and also boots."
"Yep," said Beatrice. "What else?"
"Lassos,"
said Leroy. He put his hand on his lasso.
"And,"
said Beatrice.
"Tracking abilities,"
said Leroy. Beatrice heaved a heavy sigh.
"I am thinking of something that you can actually see, something right in front of you."
She paused.
"Something that the cowboys are sitting on."
Leroy Ninker took off his hat and scratched his head. Beatrice sighed again.
"Horses, Leroy,"
she said.
"Every cowboy needs a horse."
Leroy Ninker was a small man with a big dream. He was also the kind of man who knew the truth when he heard it. Suddenly, his hat and his lasso and his boots and his yippee-i-os didn't feel like enough. Beatrice Lipileone was right. How could he ever hope to be a cowboy, a real cowboy, a true cowboy, without a horse?
"Yep," said Beatrice. "You've got a problem. You've got to procure a horse. But don't worry, I happen to have the solution for you right here."
She held up a copy of the Gisford Gazette.
"Listen,"
she said. Beatrice adjusted her glasses. She cleared her throat.
"Horse for sale,"
Beatrice Lipileone read.
"Old but good. Very exceptionally cheap."
"Yippee-i-o,"
said Leroy Ninker. He took out his wallet and counted his money. He looked at Beatrice Lipileone. He said,
"How much is very exceptionally cheap?"
"I guess you won't know until you ask," said Beatrice.
"Right,"
said Leroy. He counted his money again.
"I hope I have enough."
"Listen," said Beatrice, "what you have to do here is take fate in your hands and wrestle it to the ground."
"Right,"
said Leroy.
"I am going to wrestle fate. I am going to get a horse."
"There you go,"
said Beatrice. She tore the ad out of the paper and handed it to Leroy.
"Yippee-i-o,"
said Leroy. He carefully folded the piece of paper and put it in his wallet.
Don't forget to inspect the teeth, said Beatrice Lipiglione. And the hooves. That is what matters with horses. Teeth and hooves.
Teeth and hooves, said Leroy Ninker.
Exactly, said Beatrice.